This is a private recording recorded on January 8, 2024.
Who I am not. They told me I was born on such and such a date. I believed them. They told me this is your mother and that is your father. I believe them. They told me I'm a girl and girls do this and they don't do that. I believe them. They told me being naked was shameful and I believe them. They told me wear this or you will catch a cold. I believe them. They told me a woman gets married and this is only right and proper. I believe them. They told me be strong, and I believe them. As I believed, I hardened into a rock. My beliefs made me concrete. They told me that fire burns and you can't go through walls. I hardened some more. They told me this is good and that is bad. I believe them. They told me the world is flat, and then they told me it is round. They told me cancer kills, but the flu does not. They told me time exists, that the future is important, education is the means, and money is survival. I believe them. They told me death is bad and being born is good. Bad people are dangerous and good people are to seek after. I believe them all. But why, with all of these directions, did I feel worse and worse? How can you limit the unlimited and make it feel better? How can you put the infinite into finite and think that you are teaching the truth? My beliefs became chain upon my soul. I undress shamelessly, meaning dropping the veil. I broke the statue that was made out of my beliefs. I spit at their goodness. I turn my back to all their ways and vanish from the make-believe state. Every morsel of their beliefs I swallowed until I could take no more. So one by one, people became a fool. Nobody ever questioned or admitted that their beliefs were someone else's beliefs or hearsay. No one really explored what was really real, truly real. So this world became the product of beliefs without any base to stand on. A body grows up with layers of belief. Not living, but being a puppet of fear, shame, hesitation, and that was good. Well, I say I have no use for all of that I have ever learned thus far. To me, they are infested with the unreal, victims of our own beliefs, all swimming in the ocean of falsehood. Most don't even know it. The unlimited, the absolute, looking as confined as a rock. What a joke. We pray to buy the falsehood, worldly knowledge. We become a bundle of desire, a slave to our beliefs. We desire to be good, wealthy, healthy, and ever young. Yet all along we were perfection. We had abundance. We were never born, so health was not even an issue. Unlimited, timeless, absolute, acting bounded. Now this is absurd.